key principle number six is actually training the observers, so the administrators, how to observe their teachers.
So this principle focuses on the administrator, the person who's going to walk in the teacher's classroom, and it attempts to ensure that they have training. They know what they're looking at. There are many things that are going on at the same time in the classroom. And so this just makes sure that principals have some kind of training, some kind of training system, some kind of background in evaluation, not just at the, you know, at the level where they receive, or at the place where they receive their training, but more specifically ongoing training by the state, by the district, in what you're looking for and how they can improve as evaluators.
And is there some sort of a certification system? You know, in different professions, for example, you might have to have continuing professional education in order to stay, let's say, certified as a public accountant, mm-hmm. for example. Is something similar in place for evaluators under these principles?
There are, depending on the evaluation system that's being used at each district level, and again, assuming that they use the larger ones, the Missouri Educator Evaluation System has its own observation tool that has a lot of videos online that principals can watch and kind of calibrate the way in which they score and the way in which they observe educators along the system. The Danielson model and the Marzano model also have these professional development training sessions or DVDs that are available online that help calibrate and kind of focus in potential evaluators on what to look for that will align with that particular framework.
Yeah, let's just take a quick step back. You said Danielson and Marzano. Mm-hmm. Just explain for folks who those people are.
Those are the two leading experts in teacher evaluation systems. They've created two of the most popular systems that have been adopted all throughout the country and a lot through the state of Missouri. Many systems are developed. They have their own systems. Many systems have been adopted by different districts to meet their particular district needs. But they have a base or a framework based on Marzano or on Danielson.
So when people see this evaluation system has been based on research from national experts, typically that is code for Danielson or Marzano, correct?
Right. There are they are the two leading experts in educator evaluation systems, Bob Marzano and Charlotte Danielson. Many of the evaluation systems that have been developed have had some sort of basis in Marzano or Danielson. Another popular system that's being used by many districts in mid-Missouri is the University of Missouri's Network for Educator Effectiveness model that is being used. And so we've had a lot. We also have a few regional leaders in developing evaluation systems.
So there's some regional differences across the country, but Danielson and Marzano, those are sort of the big players nationally.
Those are the big players. Many states have adopted their framework just the way it is. Some districts, depending on how much local control they have in each particular state, have adapted them. But most of their frameworks are based on Charlotte Danielson or Bob Marzano.
And so what are their different in between Danielson and Marzano? What are the differences between those two?
So the difference between Danielson and Marzano are very subtle. I think Marzano's work has a lot more research behind it. His institute has done a lot more work in supporting and trying to find an effect of that evaluation on student performance. But Danielson was first and has been adopted widely. And, she was one of the, going back to this second principle of differentiated levels, she was one of the early pioneers of differentiating evaluation systems along levels. It was generally, pass or fail. What Danielson came up with was this idea of differentiating levels. And so a lot of folks, Marzano's model has also captured that, and now they're beginning to use differentiated levels. So the differences are subtle, but there are some distinct differences.